Welcome to the Build Your Coaching Business Around the 9-to-5 podcast. I'm your coach, Pamela Pritchard, and I help you go from employee to business owner. Whether you're creating your first client or learning how to create clients on repeat whilst holding down your day job, I'll help you make your business dreams a reality. Let's begin. Hello, welcome back to the podcast. This is episode 3 of Income Unlocked series. And in this third part, I want to talk about consistency and predictability in your coaching business. Almost all of the clients that come and work with me in their onboarding forms, one of the words that almost always comes up is they want to make consistent income in their coaching business. Especially for my clients who come from a corporate background or a professional background where they're not historically entrepreneurial, they are used to a monthly or bi-weekly paycheck and they want that out of a business. And I think this is a really important discussion to be had because I don't know about you, but when I was building my business, I have never, bar one, had a coach actually discuss profitability in a coaching business. All of the discussion is generally around revenue. And so I want to talk about predictability and consistency in your income as a coaching business owner. So buckle up, this is an important discussion. And then at the end of this session, as always, I will be inviting you and telling you more about my group Thrive program. So if you like what you hear today and you've really enjoyed this Income Unlocked series, then you will absolutely love working with me, either in a group or a one-to-one capacity. Both are glorious in different ways. So I'll tell you all about that later on. So I think a lot of people come into business because we are drawn to the limitless possibilities of being in charge of our own income, of actually being able to determine our own paychecks, to be able to be our own boss. These are some of the qualities that lots of my clients have in common. They desire to work for themselves. They don't want to live a life by someone else's terms. They are done with the 9-to-5 grind. They are done asking for permission to take 4 weeks off per year to go and enjoy and live their life. They want, just like I did, to be their own boss, to be able to just manage their own time, to be able to just work for yourself, to live, to work anywhere in the world, to be able to travel whenever you want to be able to go to the gym whenever you want to be able to pick up the kids from school because that matters to you, to be able to have a day off because you choose to. So when it comes to building predictability and consistency in the coaching business, what I often find that isn't considered is in order to get to that stage in your coaching business, you first need to build it. You need to get it to that stage. What I see a lot is, and it's not that this is a bad thing, because in many ways you do want to take this approach, but what I see a lot is that coaching business owners, new coaching business owners, decide to start their business as if they were already making the money that they want to be making, and acting annoyed, frustrated, disappointed, expectant that it should be easier when you are trying to build something from nothing. And I know this because I was this coach. So trust me when I say I know exactly what's going through your mind. And if you're feeling a little bit caught out by that, it's okay. I have been that person too. And the best way to move through this is to be real and to be onto ourselves. Because when we are showing up in our coaching business, wanting it to be passive from day one, expecting the doors to open and the floodgates to come in and the clients to be coming out of our ears, and all we've ever done is posted about our offer one time and we've only just released our program and we've only just started our email list and we've only had a website up and running for 2 weeks and we've only ever delivered one, maybe two, heck, even three workshops, and you're sat there feeling frustrated and annoyed that you're not yet replacing your income and it's not passive and it's not happening like the drop of a hat, then yeah, when we look at it from a little bit of perspective and a little bit of longer term thinking and a little bit of, okay, so we don't build a business overnight, that's when it gives us a little bit more perspective. And I really, really needed to hear that a lot earlier in my journey. Now, there is a duality here. Always there is a duality here. I am not saying this to stifle your growth. I am not saying this because I don't believe you're not capable of it. I'm not saying this because it isn't possible to create very fast and large success very quickly, because I have seen firsthand that it is absolutely doable. It is absolutely achievable. I know personally a small, very small handful of coaches who have genuinely come out the starting block, hit six figures in 6 months, and absolutely freaking smashed it. And that doesn't represent the entirety of the coaching population. In fact, that is unfortunately a minority. And am I one of those coaches? Hell no. Did I come into coaching with an established network? No, I am actually an introvert. I really do tend to say no to most social engagements. I'm very selective with who I spend my time with. I have one or two best friends. My friendship circle is incredibly small. I trust very few people with the intricacies of my life, and I don't do small talk. So I really am not like a big friendship group kind of gal anymore. I'm not part of any parenting groups. I'm not a mum yet. I don't have networks. I don't do social clubs. I'm a gym, head down, headphones on, keep myself to myself. I've got a couple of mates, and that's me and my happy little life. So for me going into a coaching business, it really was being willing to be visible and get myself out there, being willing to build a network, to be willing to sell to strangers and turn strangers into clients, to turn strangers into actually an audience who really do care about what I have to say because it impacts them in a really positive way. And for most of my clients, the reason they come to me is because I had to build it from nothing. Maybe you're similar to me. I know lots of the conversations I have with my clients, we are coming from nothing when it comes to building our network. And it is true that do you have to have those things in order to build fast and very effective and very quick success? No. It is also true that it is absolutely possible that you come from nothing, that you have no network, that you're not a networker, that in fact, you're an introvert like me and that you don't have many friends, but also for some reason, somehow you came off the starting block and you have it in you to make an impact quickly. You have it in you to go full steam ahead and to work it till it works and to have that mentality that has taken me years to build, and you do it quickly. And if that's you, come drop me a DM and tell me what the hell you're doing, because I want to learn. And you're probably a business coach already, and you're probably using it to leverage your own success for your clients. And I love that for you too. But if you're not in those circles where you've made quick success, and you can see that if it's already taken you 3, 6, 9, 12, 18 months to get this far, then you're a slow burner like me. And that's beautiful too. And for you, you have truly had to reinvent yourself over and over again. And for you, learning the ropes, figuring out what it is, what it takes to build a coaching business, and maybe if you're honest with yourself, there's bits of you that are still not that sure, then this is exactly why I created Thrive, because I wanted to answer those questions that most coaches have. So when we come out of the gate, we come out of certification, we want results, we want to create clients, we know it's in us, we know we have the capacity, the capability, We know that we have the desire, the dreams, but something is missing. And then we get mad at the result. We also get mad at the fact that there aren't consistent clients, that there isn't predictable income, and we start to make ourselves wrong for it. We end up in a very negative spiral where that tends to create more of the same results. It creates more of the same result where we are looking for answers, coming from a scarcity mindset because we're thinking to ourselves, we're not there yet, it's not working, what am I missing, what is it going to take, what does she have that I don't? And we're comparing ourselves and we're coming out less than. And when we come out less than, what that results in is us being less than. We show up less than. We don't have the potency. We don't have the impact. We don't sell as frequently. We find it harder to cultivate the energy to do what we need to do in our business. And then, of course, we don't see the results. We don't see the income. We don't see the clients. And then we ask ourselves, can we really do this? Can we actually make the money and clients that we desire? Is this just a pipe dream? Or am I actually crazy for wanting this? What is it going to take? But then the question starts to become more strategic. You're like, well, if it isn't a me problem, maybe it is just a strategy problem. But then you're left always searching. So we want to be very mindful of these cycles that can happen. And here's the thing. These cycles don't always happen forever and ever and ever, and they're not always present. There may be times where you're in that cycle of like possibility of seeing some traction, of taking some momentum, of making it work. And you're like, yes, it's great. I've got the external validation. I've got the external results. This is starting to happen. Maybe I can start to trust it. And then you drop. The consistency isn't there. The fundamentals aren't there. The rhythm of marketing isn't there. The comfort and ease with selling is still being developed. So the momentum drops, life gets in the way, work gets busy, the kids need you, you get ill, Christmas happens, Thanksgiving happens, you lose the drive. And then you're like, oh shit, oh, here I am again. And this is the cycle. And it goes in those waves of sometimes it's good, sometimes it's bad. But when it's bad, it's a fight. And when it's bad, you find yourself thinking, shit, how am I going to do this when I need to be earning consistent income? So what we need to be mindful of is how often you're living in each of these cycles. You need to become very familiar of what these cycles look like for you so that you can start to recognize when they're happening so that you can make sure that you don't live there for too long. Of course, you want to stay in those really positive, full of potentiality cycles as much as possible, those money-making cycles. That's great. But I also, the wild thing is that I've had clients who are making money. They're in those money-making cycles. And then their fear is it's going to run out. I can't keep it up. I've done it once, but obviously I can't do it again. Or I've done it 3, 4, 5 times in a row, but it's obviously not going to carry on. And then from that place, you're already back in that net, in that money depleting cycle. So the cycles are step one. We need to be mindful of those cycles. Step two with this is, regardless of the cycles, when you have solid foundations in place and those fundamentals are rock solid, you know your offer, you know your price, you know your marketing and sales strategy, when that's in place, at least you have that as your baseline to always come back to. When in doubt, you know exactly what you're selling, you know how much you're selling it for, you know where you're supposed to show up, you know how much you want to show up, you know what to do. So it is just a matter of doing it. So having those fundamentals, critical. This is everything we do inside Thrive in those strategy sessions. Everything you learn in the Thrive program is teaching you those fundamentals so that no matter what, you have those core mechanics of business in place so that you always know how to run a business when you are in the energy of running a business. Step three then is everything we spoke about in the last episode, the self-concept, the personal power, the being in belief, having energetically the doors open to your business. Because this is what happens when you're in those money depleting cycles. you could still be showing up. You could still be selling. You could still be doing the odd call to action. You might still be thinking about your business 24/7, thinking, oh, I want money. I want clients. I'm ready for it. But energetically, the doors are shut. Like the doors unlocked to the shop, but the lights are off. Or even the lights are on, customers are coming in, but you're stood there with a sour face because you're not enjoying it. That's turning people off. They're thinking, yeah, maybe we won't have coffee and cake here. Maybe we'll go to the bakery next door. So we want to be mindful of when we are dipping, again, it's that energetic piece, dipping out of that self-concept, dipping out of our personal power and falling into those money depleting cycles. Everything in episode 2 of the Income Unlock series covers that in a more activating, empowering way to get you back into that energy. So go to that episode if you're wanting to step back into it. This episode is about troubleshooting so that you can watch for what needs to be shifted. So as we then go and actually look at, okay, how am I going to make predictable, consistent income? The answer to that is similar to what I said in the previous Income Unlocked episode. For us to receive any kind of result externally, we have to be there internally first. So if your requirement, demand of your coaching business, especially if you rely on it full-time at the moment, is that it provides for you consistently to pay the bills, to cover its own overheads, to pay for your life. If you are having that consistent expectation on your business, then guess what your business needs of you? It needs you to show up consistently and not just post and hope. We talked about that in the first one, how posting and hoping doesn't work. How you need to have business fundamentals in place, that you are working intentionally and on purpose. But also from that energetic of, instead of being in the scarcity of this isn't working, being in the abundance of how far I've come, of how much I've achieved, of how it's a good thing I'm not where I want to be because there is so much more that I get to become in order to be ready to receive that and hold that. So for those of you who have experienced some level of consistency in the past, for those of you who have been in a rhythm of consistency with creating clients and money in your business, this is where we go back to the self-concept piece. And we need to look internally about how consistently are we in the self-concept of being someone who consistently makes money. Is it now a non-negotiable? Is it now something that you just always do? That no matter what, your baseline in business is that you show up and you sell and you create a client at least once a month, if not twice a month, assuming you're selling high ticket coaching. Have you made that your self-concept, that is your baseline, that is your expectation? Because here's the thing, we cannot expect predictable, consistent income in our business when we are not showing up consistently, when we are not predictable with the way that we show up and serve in our business. That consistency piece is essential. Now, am I talking about consistency from the perspective of you have to do the same thing every single week? What? No, for most of you, that will make you puke. In fact, the very reason you started a coaching business is because you actually want to live a life of alignment where you get to do what lights you up every day. That means you get to do different things every week and within the structure of your marketing and sales strategy. So this is where I want to introduce a subject that actually I used to talk about so much, and I don't think I've ever really mentioned it on the podcast. So this is going to be a really interesting topic to dive into in a bit more detail. But this is where masculine and feminine energetics really come into play. If you want to create that masculine consistency of predictability when it comes to income in your business, this is why we have business fundamentals. You need to have the business fundamentals as the scaffolding to your business. The business fundamentals become the canvas. They allow you to paint whatever you want. They allow you to create. It allows you to evolve. It allows you to expand. I have never been more creative, more expansive, more energized in my business. And I'm still selling the same offer, Thrive, that I've had for the last 3 years. So you can have expansion. You can be creative. You can flow. You can evolve even with the same offer, even with the same old marketing strategy, because it is that structure, that predictability of I know exactly what is expected of me. I know exactly what I need to do as a baseline. I know how often I need to show up. I know where I'm going to show up. I'm not wobbling about changing my freaking platform every 5 seconds. I'm not doubting whether or not I should be on this platform or that platform. I'm not changing my offer every 5 minutes. I know who I am. I know who I serve. I know what I stand for. I know what results I get them. I know what I'm doing. I know what I'm about. That masculine structure, that certainty, that discipline within me is what allows me to be creative, to flow, to expand, to evolve within that. And that comes from trusting in those business fundamentals, trusting that the decisions that I made for a reason, trusting the philosophies that I have actually serve me, and that I go back to them and I choose to go back to them over and over again, that whenever I'm looking for structure in my business, I stick to what works. So another thing that you want to look at in terms of the masculine and feminine energetics is not just within your business, but what about the support structure around you and around your business? Are you changing coaches every 5 seconds? Are you reinvesting with your coach? Are you committing to a process and working it till it works? Or are you looking for the next person to give you the answer? Do you remember the 50 first dates analogy I gave you in the previous Income Unlock sessions? Are you doing that with your coaches? Are you flitting from offer to offer, from freebie to freebie, from webinar to webinar, from coach to coach, mastermind to mastermind? Now, there is nothing wrong with being with a couple of people and like finding your footing, but when you found one, you stay. Stay and give yourself the chance to really integrate their ways, to really see it work. Because this is how things stick. This is how habits are made. This is how we elevate our baseline self-concept. Because when we are in those money depleting cycles, because it's not about never being there, it's about recognizing and knowing within ourselves so that we can be onto ourselves when we are there. And by being onto ourselves, I mean give ourselves grace and compassion to actually ask ourselves, what is it we need? Do I need more rest? Do I need more creativity? Do I need to get out the house? Do I need to socialize? Do I need to spend some time with loved ones? What is this money depleting cycle telling me? How is it trying to communicate to me? What is off here? Instead of making yourself wrong for it, instead of shaming yourself or judging yourself or being mad at yourself for not being in a money-making cycle, for being mad at yourself for not being further ahead, for making yourself wrong because you still haven't made the consistent income, instead of leaning in and giving yourself that self-love and compassion and seeing that as an opportunity to grow. Because when we start to elevate our baseline, that is when our entire self-concept shifts. Who you are when you're excited, when you're inspired, when you're creative, when you've slept well, when you're energized, when you're well-fucked, when you're well-fed, when you're watered, when you've seen the sun and you've been out for the day and you've gone for a walk and you've actually meditated and remembered to do your morning routine, of course you're going to be having a good day. Of course you're going to be able to show up for your business. I'm interested in who you are when you're in a money depleting cycle. I'm interested in how you treat yourself when you haven't been able to do your morning routine, when you haven't been eating well, when you're thirsty, when you're tired. How do you show up then? That tells me who you really are. That tells me why your baseline, why your income is exactly where it is. Because who you are in those moments tends to determine how long you stay there, how quickly you get out of it or how quickly you move through it, and how consistently you're more likely to stay in the money-making cycles when you get there. When you elevate your baseline, you become a more powerful coaching business owner. When you elevate that baseline, even your money-depleting spirals don't actually deplete you. And that becomes a very powerful force of nature. Imagine who you will be when your self-concept is, even on my off days, even on the days when I'm tired, even on the days when work is so freaking hectic and I wish I could just watch Netflix all night, but I still know how to show up for myself without draining myself completely. I know how to show up for my business, for my dreams, for my goals, even when I don't feel like it. That is a flex. And I'm not talking about burning yourself out here. Knowing yourself so well that you recognize when you are at a stage of burnout, when you do need to rest, knowing how to give yourself rest unapologetically so that you can do what you need to do and then come back to your power, that is you in your power. So as you can see, if we want to talk about predictable and consistent income, we get to have that when we have built not only our business fundamentals and those foundations that your business needs, but when we have built a solid level of self-concept that knows how to harness when we are in our power and knows how to love on ourselves when we are not in our power and show up powerfully anyway. When that happens, we start to see more results in our business. Now, at the beginning of this episode, I said I was going to talk about income versus revenue. So then this is the tactical part of it. Now you're at a stage, once these mechanics are in place and this relationship is happening between you, your business, your money-making cycles, your money-depleting cycles, when these mechanics are in place and you're actually able to operate at a really productive place, regardless of how you're feeling, you're probably starting to make the kind of income where it's actually, oh, okay, this is a level of consistency. So what do we do when income is a little bit unpredictable? When there are these cycles of feast and famine, as some people say to me, like, oh, being an entrepreneur, there's this feast and famine cycle. Like, how do we navigate that? And this is where you need to get really honest with yourself about how you are going to support yourself before you put that kind of pressure on your business. This is where it matters to have these conversations, because it is important that one of the most effective ways that you can make more money in your business is when you're not desperate for money. Such a paradox. It's such an irony in many ways. But it is, unfortunately. The less you need it, the more you tend to have it or be capable of receiving it. The more you feel like you need it, the more you feel defined by your lack of it, the more likely you are to create more lack of it. So when it comes to desiring predictable and consistent income, yes, everything we did in episode one of this series of the Income Unlocked, those fundamentals need to be in place. Then we need to look at your CEO embodiment and your personal power. But then when we look at it tactically in terms of your actual income, are you making sure that you're supported regardless of what's going on in your business? That's number one. Inside the exit plan that I recently did, and that's still available for purchase if you want to look at that, even for those of you who have already left the 9-to-5, when you actually do the calculations that I give you, because I have a risk assessment calculator, and I also help you calculate your exit plan goal, everybody inside that program who did that risk assessment and looked at their exit plan calculator, they found that they massively underestimated how close they were to being ready to actually relying on their business to sustain them. And I want to normalize that discussion. I want to normalize the fact that the growth curve is often far greater than most coaches are willing to be real about when it comes to what it actually takes to rely on your coaching business and allow it to sustain you. In the last episode of the Income Unlocked series, I gave you some very empowering activation questions to be asking yourself. I also want you to be asking yourself these questions about your ability to sustain uncertainty as a business owner. Because having a business comes with inherent risk. Being an entrepreneur comes with inherent risk. It is part of the game of running a business. Doesn't mean that you should be accepting when your business isn't making money. But if you are fighting the truth of the inherent risk that comes with being a business owner, then you're already going to struggle. So I say this to invite you to embrace what it is to be an entrepreneur, to take on the risk of running a business, and to recognize that that is part of being a life coach running your own business. When you step into that self-concept, you become very powerful. When you step into the self-concept of, yes, business is inherently risky, and I'm going to take this seriously, and I am going to humble myself whenever I'm feeling entitled, and I'm going to be onto myself when those business fundamentals are not in place, when I'm not showing up in my business, when I'm expecting consistency in my results, but I'm not being consistent in my input, then that is when things start to shift. So I want you to recognize, if you have an arbitrary goal in your head, amazing. Maybe you're like working towards 5K months. Maybe you're working towards 10K months. Maybe it's 15K months. Maybe it's a 100K year or a 50K year. Maybe you're looking to replace your salary and that's a really random number like 64K or something. Whatever it is, I want you to recognize, if you make that revenue in your business that isn't profit, profit is revenue minus tax, overheads, liabilities, any spend that you have. And also, you want to be factoring in your investments. You want to be factoring in the things that you can charge your business for. So in order to create predictable and consistent income, I want you to really start thinking about, and I give this to my clients inside Thrive. They have revenue trackers. We start to look at what your revenue is and actually tracking what your expenses are, what your liabilities are, what your costs are in your business. So that when you say, oh, I'm working towards my 5K month or my 10K months or my 15K months or my 50K year or my 64K, replace my salary, whatever it is, you're actually looking at the number you need. And I don't want to say you can't just look at the number you want, because knowing what you want and giving yourself permission to what you want is so powerful. Energetically, spiritually, that is also a really powerful thing to lean into. But what I don't want you to do is to aim for something, like let's just say for argument's sake, you're aiming for 5K months. And in reality, your baseline expenses are 5.5K and that's after tax, and you actually need a lot more than that in your business to sustain your lifestyle. These are the things that you need to be thinking about. And so this is what we do inside Thrive. There is an aspect of this inside the systems that support module, because these are the things that you need to be thinking about. And unfortunately, it surprises me how many coaches I see coming in with kind of superficial goals, kind of not fully thinking about the full picture, wanting to go full-time in their business, and then not really fully embracing the entrepreneurial mindset of actually what it is to take on risk as a business owner, that there's a little bit of this energy of, oh, where are the clients? Where's the money? But also, when was the last time you sold? When was the last time you showed up? Where was the last time you actually mentioned your offer? When was the last time you did that consistently for longer than a week? Yeah, we need to be onto ourselves, guys. This is the difference. So this episode was in many ways a very, how do I say it? It was a very like eyes wide open philosophy. My eyes wide open philosophy is a philosophy I taught inside the exit plan. And it is important that we do come into business eyes wide open, that we come into business being real whilst holding the vision of the dream. Because I don't want to say this to like put a downer on your dreams. I don't want to be Debbie Downer over here. I'm the biggest dreamer you've ever met. I came into this because I wanted my dream life, and I have my dream life. And I said this many moons ago, I think it was like 2021, I shared a post and it was, dreams are built on dreams. Right here, right now, I have everything I ever wanted for my life. And I'm now in such a privileged position where I get to dream upon the dream that I'm living. Oh, makes me like kind of emotional when I say that. My heart just exploded a little bit as I said that. So I am the biggest dreamer ever. I'm like the biggest romantic. I even had a freaking podcast episode about romanticizing your business. Like, I am all for that. And I hold the duality of the eyes wide open approach, the eyes wide open philosophy, because if you've already gone full-time in your business, if you're about to go full-time in your business, if you know going full-time into your business is inevitable and that it's not a matter of if, but it's a matter of when, then eyes wide open philosophy is how you protect your income, is how you create predictable and consistent income. It is by recognizing that entrepreneurship is inherently risky, that you need to have those business fundamentals in place, that even with really solid business fundamentals, you can still be doing all the things, but if it isn't clicking, if it isn't quite getting you to where you want to be, then yet this is when we need to look at the self-concept and the level of personal power that you're stepping into. And when we put that cocktail together, magical things start to happen. So I hope this gave you some food for thought. If you're looking for a space where we can take this conversation and actually look at what you need in your business so that you can have that level of predictable and consistent income, then come and join Thrive. This is where we have this discussion. We put your business fundamentals in place with the strategy sessions in group, which starts on the 8th of January, 2025 for 6 months. We have 3 days back to back on the 8th of January, and it will be available on replay if you can't join live, but if you can, that would be amazing, where we decide upfront your business fundamentals. We make the core decisions in your business so you know what's up. You know how you're going to do this thing. You know what your offer is going to be, what your price is going to be, what your marketing and sales strategy is going to be. And you are going to be creating that from alignment, whether it's refining an existing offer or starting the year with a blank canvas. Either is perfect. I've got you. And then we're going to have 6 months, weekly group coaching sessions, access to the portal, audits on your messaging, monthly check-ins with your goals, and we are going to be building the momentum of your business, making sure that you know what those money depleting cycles look like for you, and elevating your baseline, elevating your self-concept so that you can show up powerfully in your business no matter what, and you know when to not and when to rest and all the good things. But more excitingly, when you are in those money-making spirals in your business and you are in a phase of money-making, you are able to harness that to really build and drive and expand on that momentum and make it count. I am the coach for you. If you have loved this discussion around income unlocked, if you've enjoyed every angle of it, if you can see the value in every angle of it and you're thinking, yes, 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 this is the level of activation you need. This is the grounding you need to keep it real with the eyes wide open philosophy. But also, as you saw in the last episode, with the expansiveness of stepping into that self-concept, stepping into that personal power of who you get to become on the way to reaching your next milestone and your next goal, then you're going to love Thrive. You're going to love working together. It's going to be such an incredible year. I can't wait to do it with you. So the next step to join is just go to the show notes and there will be a link. And the link, I will clearly label it, but where it says Thrive Group, and the link is www.coachingwithpamela.com/Thrive. And you can join group. And if you're interested in one-to-one and you want that elevated experience with the one-to-one support alongside the group experience, then you can go ahead and book your consult in that same landing page, because it's all in one place. Either way, whatever you choose, trust yourself. It's going to be perfect. This is the momentum that you are ready for. This is the activation that you are ready for. You are ready to refine and implement and commit to your business fundamentals. That consistency that you desire to receive and achieve in your business, you are ready to become and embody first. This is what we do inside Thrive. Come and join me. I can't wait to see you join the room. And don't forget, as soon as you join, you get instant access to the program. So you can jump into the trainings, start building your knowledge, start implementing the things that I teach you, so that when January 8th comes and we get started, you've already got that baseline knowledge and you are ready to go. Thank you for joining me for this important discussion. I loved having you here, and I'll see you in the next episode.